Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump has approved new sanctions on Iran while stopping short for a third time of reimposing harsh sanctions intended to push Tehran to give up nuclear weapons research. Robert Malley of the International Crisis Group helped broker the Iran nuclear deal under the Obama administration.
This is a reflection of the dilemma that the administration faces. The deal that's working, the deal they don't like, what do they do about it? They continue so far to waive the sanctions on the grounds that it would be a self-inflicted blow for the U.S. to be isolating itself by saying we're walking away from the deal. But continued sanctions, continued uncertainty thrown, climate of uncertainty over the deal to make sure that Iran doesn't get all the benefits of the deal.
In October, President Trump refused to certify the agreement, saying Tehran had failed to live up to the spirit of the 2015 deal, but held off on reimposing severe sanctions on Iran's central bank and energy industry that had existed previously. Top American general has told Pakistan's army chief the U.S. military does not intend to conduct any unilateral strikes inside the country. U.S. airstrikes accidentally hit Pakistani border post in 2011, prompting the country to close the supply lines for a month. President Trump has accused Pakistan of providing safe havens to militants fighting U.S. forces in Afghanistan. Just days after high-level talks between South and North Korea, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson will join foreign ministers in Vancouver, Canada, next week to discuss the latest diplomatic push to counter Pyongyang's nuclear and ballistic missile test. While China and Russia will not be represented at those talks, a readout of the discussion will be provided. This is VOA News. Greek protesters clash with police. That happened on Friday after a march of some 20,000 against new reforms to be voted on in Parliament. VOA's Bill Gallo has details.
Protesters struck at shield-wielding riot police with flagstaffs outside the Parliament building, with police responding with batons and volleys of tear gas into the crowds. The bill, pending Parliament approval on January 15th, would restructure family benefits, introduce a new process for property foreclosures, and make it harder to call a strike. The draft law has outraged many Greeks, who have seen living conditions and incomes plummet since the country first sought international aid in 2010. Bill Gallo, VOA News.
Reports President Trump used a vulgar term to describe Haiti, African nations, and El Salvador have been confirmed by Illinois Senator Dick Durbin, who was in an Oval Office meeting when the president used an expletive.
I cannot believe that in the history of the White House, in that Oval Office, any president has ever spoken the words that I personally heard our president speak yesterday. You've seen the comments in the press. I have not read one of them that's inaccurate. To no surprise, the president started tweeting this morning denying that he used those words. It is not true. He said these hate-filled things, and he said them repeatedly.
The comments first reported Thursday by the Washington Post were made during a presentation by Durbin and Republican Senator Lindsey Graham about bipartisan legislation to protect from deportation those immigrants who were illegally brought to the U.S. as children by their parents. Vandals in Santiago attacked several churches just days ahead of Pope Francis's visit to Chile. Reuters' Nathan Frandino is following the story.
Police are investigating bomb attacks on four churches throughout Santiago just days ahead of a visit to Chile by Pope Francis. They say the attacks happened before dawn on Friday, the perpetrators throwing homemade bombs at the churches and leaving pamphlets at the scene. Authorities say one note read, "Pope Francis, the next bomb will be in your robe." A motive has not been established. Father Marcelo Cabezas of the Cristo Vencedor Parish says the attacks were carried out by cowards.
They are people who don't know how to measure the consequences of what they do. They do not know how to see around themselves, whom they affect.
No one was hurt in the attacks, and no suspects have been identified. Although protests are expected when the Pope arrives, on issues ranging from indigenous rights to an ongoing sexual abuse scandal within the church.
That is Reuters' Nathan Frandino reporting. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.